Good evening. Welcome to the Rabbi Yosef Kalter Bitocha Message Series, sponsored by Dr. and Mrs. David and Orly Simai, Leilui Nishmas, Eliyahu Chaim and Rav Chaim Yitzchok, and Oren ben Moshe, and it should be the Refuah Shleima to Gitel Bas Etel. As we approach the Yontif of Shavuos, the concept and the purpose and the significance of the Kabbalah Satorah at Har Sinai, receiving of the Torah at Har Sinai 3,328 years ago, is paramount in our focus. And I think it's appropriate to remember a comment that the Vilna Goin makes in Mishle, a very strong and telling comment, and he says that the Iker Nesinas HaTorah LeYisrael, who the essence, the main point of the giving of the Torah to Klal Yisrael, is SheYosimu BeElokim Kislom, that they should put their trust in Hashem. To be able to trust Hashem, the bitochen in Hashem, is the Iker, is the essence of the Nesinas HaTorah LeYisrael. And this certainly underscores dramatically the significance of bitochen. Bitochen is not just a midah that is praiseworthy in Yahadus, but it seems to be the essence, according to the Goyin, of that for which the Torah was given to Klal Yisrael. And of course, that can be understood simply on many levels. First of all, the observance of the mitzvahs is the greatest demonstration of bitochon. We lead our lives in a very specific way, all expressing our trust in Hashem, because if we did not trust Him, then we would not be leading our lives in that way. We trust Him that it's good, we trust Him that it's proper, we trust Him that it'll bring us a reward, that'll bring us good, both in this world and the next, it'll make us happy, it'll make us successful. That's all part of our trust. When we close our business on Shabbos, we are expressing a very deep and high level of trust in Hashem. Also, it can be understood on another level. Reb Meir Simcha of Dvinsk, of in his Meshech Chochma, says that the source for bitochin in the Torah is Ubay Sidbok. When the Torah gives us a mitzvah to connect, to cling, to attach ourselves to Hashem, bitochin is the ultimate attachment. I trust Hashem for everything. I recognize that all of the needs and desires of my existence are all dependent upon Him, and I depend upon Him to deliver on all of these things. And that is really a total sense of dveikus b'Hashem, not only a spiritual connection, but a material connection as well, because I'm relying on Him for the fulfillment of all my material needs and desires as well. So that's, you know, a way we could understand this concept. But let's take it maybe one step further. Kabbalah HaTorah, the most important event in all of human history. The Chazal tell us the purpose for which Hashem created the world. Hashem created the world to do chesed. And the chesed that He wanted to do was a chesed that we can earn, so we should not be embarrassed with nama dekisufa, so that we should not lack appreciation of that chesed because we didn't earn it. And the way to earn it is through the observance of the mitzvahs. And through the process of observing the mitzvahs, we achieve human perfection, shleimus. And that shleimus, that perfection, that godliness, allows us to connect to the Creator in the fulfillment of the ultimate happiness, the ultimate satisfaction, the ultimate fulfillment, the ultimate reward, which can be experienced somewhat in this world, and certainly magnificently, totally, in the next world, in the world to come. And this is what creation is all about, and the Torah is the key. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't just give us a Torah in a way that, here's the directory, here's the manual, run with it. He gave it in a way that we should know, beyond any reasonable doubt in the world, that this is, in fact, directly from him, and every word that it says, and every explanation of every word that we need, and every halacha, and the details of all the halachas that we are taught, all came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, b'chvedo v'atzmai. Because the Torah tells us not only did he speak publicly to all of Klal Yisrael and introduce himself with Anochi Hashem Elokecha as the one who had performed all of the miraculous events of Mitzrayim, and now I tell you what the purpose is, but he also introduced us to Moshe Rabbeinu. When the Pasuk says that Hashem says to Moshe, "Hinei Anochi bo elecha ba'avei anon, ba'avur yishma ha'om bedabri imoch, v'gam b'cho yamiru lo elo." I'm coming to appear to you in the thick of the cloud, that everyone, the entire nation, should hear as I speak to you, Moshe. And based on that, v'gam b'cho yamiru lo elo, they will forever believe in you. Hashem appointed Moshe Rabbeinu in the earshot of millions of witnesses. Just as he spoke to the millions of witnesses at Har Sinai and told them, Anochi Hashem Elokecha and lo yelecha, he told them that Moshe Rabbeinu is my prophet, Moshe Rabbeinu is your teacher, Moshe Rabbeinu is the official spokesman to whom I will give the keys and the explanation. Not only will I dictate the written text, but I'll give him the keys and the explanation to the written text that will be passed down from generation to generation. And this was done b'fnei am v'eda, in front of millions of eyewitnesses. And the millions of eyewitnesses recorded in this Torah this occurrence. And they didn't just say it in a way that says, well, this is events that happened, which would indicate they believe they happened. But they passed on these events as eyewitnesses, because the Torah is before the Aseret Hadibros says, Atem ra'isem asher asisi b'Mitzrayim, you saw what I did in Mitzrayim. And then after the Aseret Hadibros says, Atem ra'isem ki min ha'shamayim dibarti imochem, you saw that I spoke to you from heaven. Klal, the Torah says that Klal Yisrael is first generation. These millions of eyewitnesses saw these events, and they passed that document that says that I saw onto their children. So their children know that their parents testify that they were eyewitnesses to Maimon Har Sinai and to Hashem appointing Moshe Rabbeinu as his official teacher, as his official conduit to give us the Torah. What did Moshe Rabbeinu teach us in Torah Shebal Peh? Well, in Torah Shebal Peh, we have a Gemara. The Gemara brings a brisa which was passed down from Moshe Rabbeinu to Yeshua, to this Canaan, to the Nevi'im, to the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah. And the brisa says, Tonu Rabbonon, Maisa b'Hillel Hazokin, Shehoya bo baderech. Hillel was coming from out of town. V'Shoma Koel Tzvocho b'Ir. And he heard a screaming in the city, I guess fire burning in a house. And he said, Botuach ani she'ein ze betoich beisi. I am botuach, I have bitochen, that this is not in my house. And the Gemara justifies that bitochon and that statement and that feeling by bringing a pasuk in Tehillim, Mishmu aro lo yiro, Nochon libo batuach b'Hashem. One whose heart has straightforward, is straight following the path of bitochon and Hashem, he's Mishmu aro lo yiro, he need not be afraid of any evil tidings, of any shmuas, of anything that anyone else has to say that's negative. And here Moshe Rabbeinu taught us that there is a thing, there's such a thing as bitochon. There was a Hillel Azokin who was traveling, and he heard that there was a problem, and it could have been in his house. But yet he was able, at that moment, that's clear from the Meiri, the way he learns Pshat in that, that at that moment to strengthen himself and bitochon, and be confident that it couldn't be his house. And that is what Chazal tell us. That's the power of the Midas HaBitochon. This is an example of the Midas HaBitochon. This is the goal for which, to which we strive, to develop the Midas HaBitochen. And this is all taught to us by Teiras Moshe. So when we ponder the events of Shavuos, of Kabbalas HaTorah at Har Sinai so many years ago, and we think of the messages that come to us, and we recognize the authority of those messages, they come to us directly from the Bnei Olam and from his sanctioned, duly sanctioned, publicly sanctioned in front of millions of eyewitness sanctioned Moshe Rabbeinu, as the one who is the official, formal, and reliable teacher of the Word of Hashem. And if Moshe Rabbeinu taught us in the Teresh Baal Peh that just like Hillel HaZaken walked into a city, heard there was fire raging, he heard the fire engines, but he said, Botuach ani, I am Botuach, 100%, that it's not in my house. And the Gemara comes along and says there's a posuk that validates and justifies him, because Mishmoro lo'iro, he need not be afraid of any bad tidings. Nochon libo betuach b'Hashem, someone whose heart is focused and straight in bitochen b'Hashem. And this is really what Hashem has revealed to us at Har Sinai. And this is really, the Goyin says, the whole purpose of my Har Sinai. If connecting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is what it's all about, if the Dveikus Bashem is the ultimate tachlis, if the shibud and the reliance on HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that which we have to achieve, then the Bitochen does all of that. The Bitochen in Hashem, under the most difficult circumstances, speaks to that closeness, speaks to that shibud, that it's all about Him. There's nothing to be afraid of. There's nothing to worry about. There's nothing that I could do. He is the all-powerful. He is the only one who can do anything about anything. And He is the one who can do anything and everything about anything. And when I come to realize that, and I deepen that sense of trust that I have in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I am fulfilling the ultimate purpose, according to the Goyin, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah at Har Sinai. And just to take this just one step further, the Menuchas HaNefesh that comes to one who is Mekabel the Torah, to one who recognizes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Metapel in everything, to one who realizes that there's nothing in this life to be afraid of, there's nothing in this life to worry about, there's nothing in this life to be concerned about, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Koel Yochel. He can do anything. There's nothing that prevents him from doing anything. And to the degree that I put my trust in him, as did Hillel by saying, Mishmoro lo yiro, by saying, Botuach ani shein ze betuch beisi, this for sure, I am botuach in Hashem, I'm completely reliant on Hashem that this fire is not burning in my house. When we do that, we access the essence of what the Torah is. We begin the fulfilling of the ultimate purpose for which HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us the Torah. And we generate such a Menuchas HaNefesh in our lives. A life free of worry. A life free of any type of nervousness or anxiety or concern. Because Hashem is Kol Yochel, can do anything. And Hashem is Avinu Ha'ov Rachamon HaMerachim. He's our Father, our merciful Father, the one who has Rachmanas on us. And we hope and pray that He will have that Rachmanas on us, and that we will be Zeche on this Yontif to a Chizuk in the Inyan of Kabbalas HaTorah, and that through that we will be able to strengthen our bitochin, and that which in reality is the purpose for which that the Torah was given to Klal Yisrael in the first place.